bit of Mozart's Symphony No. 40, played for us by the Tafel Music Baroque Orchestra, led by Bruno Weil. It's 9:30 at 24 degrees downtown, 29 with the Humidex. Going to have a 30% chance of showers this afternoon, going up to 30 degrees.
As part of a Toronto's Summer Works Theatre Festival, the Performing Arts Collective is presenting a new chamber musical called Blood Ties. It's taking place this coming Tuesday, August the 14th at 9:30. The doors open at 9. And with us to talk about it is probably a name you've never heard before, Scott Walker. He's also our newsman. And the co-composer, book writer, and lyricist, Barbara Johnston. They're with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning again.
Now, I understand.
Can't get away from it.
That's right. Now, I understand, Barbara, that Annika Johnson, your co-conspirator, is in, where did you say?
She's in Japan
and
right now.
And so you're finishing the script via Skype.
Yes. We are taking full advantage of the technological age and doing rewrites online.
And this is the whole point of the Toronto Summer Works Festival, is that you do perform new pieces. You perform new pieces and you present them and work through them. That's what the vehicle is?
Yes, and specifically Musical Works in Concert, which is affiliated with Summer Works, was sort of the brainchild of Tracy Michaelides, who wanted to develop new musicals, essentially. And two are selected this year, ours and another show called Through the Gates. And it's a great forum to develop, you know, already works that are already in progress or maybe farther along in their development present them in concert form.
Mm-hmm. How many are presented to them? Like the two got chosen. Is it like the Olympics?
It's sort of like the Olympics. I suppose there's a screening process. So yeah. You provide any materials you may have, if there's been recordings done previously, the script, what your goal is in terms of, you know, where you see the show going. Mm-hmm. What you aim to get out of, what we would aim to get out of something like Musical Works in Concert,
right.
What would be valuable to us as writers and as creators.
Mm. So it is in concert. So this
it is in
concert,
yes.
And there are five people, one of whom is our handsome and delightful Scott Walker.
Yes.
Now, Scott, tell us your process towards getting involved in this.
Well, there was a notice that went out on the Canadian Actors Equity notice board, electronic notice board, and I looked at it and saw that it was a one-nighter. Because of our schedule, it's
no
kind
kidding.
Of difficult to do.
I was going to ask you about that. How are you going to pull this one off?
With a great deal of sleep deprivation.
Yes.
But because it's only one night, I thought, well, I can do one night.
Sure.
It's not a... It's
You'll
not
pay a,
a
price, but you can
I
do it.
I will pay a price, but not, yeah. not a long-term price.
No.
Hopefully. And I also happened to notice that Tracy Michaelides was kind of coordinating the whole project. And Tracy and I go back a long way. We've done shows together before. Mm-hmm. So I just got in touch with her and said, what do you think? And she said, well, come on in and sing for the composers and we'll see. And they did, and I did, and
the rest
we are.
Is
and the rest
history.
Is history.
So
the rest is history.
Before we talk about Blood Ties. Let me just ask you. I mean, so you did go through the audition process, and you did, but it was pretty solid right from the get-go that you would know that mm-hmm. you both knew each other and that you were going to be involved in it.
Well, I knew. I mean, I knew Tracy.
Yes.
Beyond that, there was no guarantee.
Right.
They did say I could come to the callbacks, the second
okay.
round of auditions,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to. The first round. But beyond that, no, I was just a guy coming in to sing.
And a quick question to you, Scott. Did you start off as a singer?
I did.
Did your career start off?
I did. I studied at the conservatory while I was at university and have been working in musical theater off and on ever since.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you became a news broadcaster.
Much later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started in radio because when I graduated from university, there wasn't really a theater industry that could sustain a career, not a music theater industry.
Yes.
And my father, who was also in the business, said, well, go into radio
mm-hmm.
because you can do both that way.
Yes. Mm.
And he was right.
That's great.
So I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between the two ever since.
All right. So tell us about Blood Ties.
Well, I'll tell you. Well, I was driving to, I believe I was driving to my grandmother's cottage 4 years ago, and my parents are no longer married, but remain good friends and work together, actually, at a performing arts high school in Scarborough called Wexford School for the Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad started telling me about this time when my great uncle, so my mother's uncle, had shot himself in his bathroom, and he and my mother and two of their friends spent the afternoon cleaning it up. So
a lighthearted comedy.
Yeah. So I thought, well, this can't be true. So I asked my mother, and she, you know, confirmed that this story was in fact true, and they had got together and sort of spent the afternoon cleaning it up and kind of trying to make light of the situation and dressing up in the deceased clothing, because my great aunt wanted nothing to do with his stuff, and apparently he had an extremely impressive wardrobe, and the clothes are still around. And they called themselves the Blood Buds, these four friends, and it sort of bonded them. And I just thought it was too good of a story to pass up. So I was in theater school at Ryerson at the time, and Annika Johnson was a good friend of mine in my class, and had a similar musical background to me, and she had expressed wanting to start developing a musical for New Voices, which is a festival that happens for fourth years.
Yeah.
And I had wanted to write a play, and so we said, well, why? You know, we'd already played in a band together, Stone Fox, a sort of folk band, and we said, well, why don't we start writing this show and see how we can sort of expand it? So the premise is based on truth. It certainly takes a turn in Act Two, and, you know, we had to take some poetic liberties to make it, you know, that much scarier. But it is a comedy. Uh-huh. I should say that. It's a comedy, and trying to find fun in a, you know, totally tragic and disgusting situation, and, you know, finding the ways that it would bond people and what it means to really be a friend when someone asks you to do something.
And so will there just be a piano accompanying, and will that be you?
No, Jeff Newberry is a fabulous colleague of mine and a musical director, and he will be playing, and it will be music stands. We want it to sort of be a bit like a radio play, so it's we're telling a scary story. Julian Richings, the actor, will be reading the stage directions and sort of setting the tone of, you know, we want to set the atmosphere that we're in one room cleaning up the evidence, basically.
Right, right. And how long is the piece?
It's about, I'd say, between 75 to 90 minutes, sort of depending on how our rewrites go.
And how are they going?
They're going great. Annika and I, you know, we keep getting going back and forth. And the actors have been excellent, and we've been, you know, very open to hearing their feedback on what feels right and how it reads. That's what's so exciting about this type of process, because, you know, we'll write something down, say it's a great line, and then the actors will read it and say it's terrible. So we'll change it.
Just ignore everything.
Yeah, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your role. What's it like?
I'm the body.
I was going to say, do you have to lie there and hold your breath for like...
I was just going to say, unlike Kevin Costner in The Big Chill, I'm actually a ghost.
Ah.
And I do some serious haunting.
Mm-hmm.
Without giving away too much, I do some serious haunting.
And how does it feel to be singing again?
It's great. You know, I was thinking it's been 4 years since I've actually sung on stage.
Yes.
It's been about 10 years since I sang on stage in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
The last time was in a concert production of something that I was producing myself or co-producing.
Right.
And then a couple of shows out west when I was living in Victoria. But it's been a while since I've sung in public again. So it's great. It's such a joy to be able to do this and do it with some very, very talented artists.
And do you think you have this ghost down or what?
Oh. Time will tell.
There you go.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. I know
thank you so much for having
a long
me.
Way for
it
you,
It was
Scott.
A long trek for me.
Yeah, but Barbara, thank you so much
thank
for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I wanted to tell you about Blood Ties here. If you want to get tickets for it, you can go to ticketwise.ca, or I've got a number here, 416-915-6747. It's taking place at the Theatre Centre on August 14th. That's a Tuesday. Starts at 9:30, but the doors open at 9. And that's at 1087 Queen Street West. And there's a phone number. I just gave that one, didn't
you
I?
Did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.